KBBI's Evening News is supported by Homer Real Estate, now celebrating 40 years of helping buyers and sellers on the Southern Kenai Peninsula achieve their real estate dreams. Listings can be found at homerrealestate.com or by calling 907-235-5294.
Today is Wednesday, December 17th, 2025. I am Simon Lopez with KBBI's Evening News. First up, ICE is starting to block channels at Homer Harbor, limiting access for some boats. And that's an ongoing concern with cold temperatures in the forecast. Drifting ice is reshaping access at Homer Harbor, with sheets blowing in from Mud Bay at the base of the spit. And one worry is that wind and tides can turn a clear channel into an ice blockade in just a few hours. Homer Harbor Master Matt Clark says that congestion affects vessels differently. A steel crabber might push through easily, while fiberglass skiffs can get stuck when the outgoing tide packs the ice together.
Conversely, on the ebb, as the amount of surface area of water that is present, like in the channel entrance, diminishes, some of that ice condenses, and it gets more difficult to force your way through.
Seawater ice in the harbor is usually soft enough to support a boat, officials say. Clark warns the real danger is internal, like a vessel's plumbing that pulls seawater in for cooling. If those lines aren't winterized, the water inside them can freeze and burst the pipe. That damage often goes unnoticed until the weather warms up, the ice plug melts, and the boat begins to flood. Deputy Harbormaster Aaron Glidden says the safest way to avoid freeze damage is to pull boats out of the water for winter. But the launch ramp can become impassable at low tide, making that difficult.
It becomes sometimes unusable, depending on how much ice is made, and like the ice will come in on the high tide and then it'll get deposited on the ramp as the tide recedes.
Glidden says crews use floaters to clear the ramp when possible. Boaters can check the harbor entrance webcam on the city's website, but Clark warns conditions change quickly and urges anyone moving a boat to call the harbor office first. Meanwhile, temperatures are supposed to dip into the teens within the next week, meaning the ice issue might not go away anytime soon. In Homer, I'm Simon Lopez. And in other news, longtime dancer and artist Ed Hutchinson will present a new painting at Homer's Art Shop Gallery, showing both his own longtime love for dance as well as inspired by Homer's long-running Nutcracker performance tradition. KBBI's Emily Springer has this story.
This Sunday, winter solstice, Ed Hutchinson and Jan Knutson will hold a gathering at the Art Shop Gallery from 2 to 4 p.m. to unveil Hutchinson's newest painting, The Dancer. The painting is accompanied by a debut of his original poem, Ode to the Dancer. Hutchinson read the poem for KBBI earlier this week to share with the community.
As a dancer all my life, I paint this dancer picture reflecting on my passion for the movement of our sensuous bodies, so beautiful in the dance.
In addition to the poem, Hutchinson shared some of his life experiences that influenced his love for dance.
Yeah, I used to spend summers when I was a kid. There were about 14 kids up and down the St. Croix River, and we all had our own little boats, and one of the things that we did every day and every evening was to dance. That's where it all kind of emanated from. We were like Huck Finn on the river. We'd leave the city as soon as school was out and go to these large homes along the river, and we were river rats for the summer. It's a stem of the Mississippi River, 15 miles down the river from where our homes, summer homes were, is the Mississippi, all the way to New Orleans.
So what kind of dance was it?
I would have to say that it was always different. Basically, it was a bop, and we're all in swimming suits, and the guys are a little more conservative, actually. But we're swinging from ropes on trees into the water, and So it was a summer full of dance and prance and play.
What about music? Did somebody play music for you too?
No, we made our own music. Yep. Ukulele, guitar. I had a trumpet, which was kind of in a different mode, but we would dance without the music most of the time.
So when was this? Like, what years are you talking about?
1945.
Hutchinson returned to other dance memories from earlier years.
I went to a private school in Minneapolis, and the moms would bring flowers for the girls, and we had instruction in dance from some guy who had come from Chicago all the way over to Minneapolis to teach us how to dance, and I was part of a group of boys who really loved both the dance and the messing around that went with it. And we always wanted to go back to school in the fall with some brand new kind of stuff. And it was Bob Dylan and lots of inputs, of course, electronically, but we basically were out in the wilds dancing on the river.
Have you ever been able to dance out in the wild here in Alaska?
Yeah. We often have gone on hikes and just spontaneously danced the trail.
Jan Knutson also added a few comments about how this particular painting, Ode to a Dancer, was influenced by Homer's long-standing Nutcracker production that completed 2025 community performances last weekend.
We were really influenced by the Nutcracker and just seeing kids who started dancing at age 10, and now you're older than that, but that's the dance, in many ways, this painting is a tribute to all the Homer kids who are still, or their kids are now in the Nutcracker. It's really a tribute to them.
Finally, Hutchinson briefly explained his artistic process of creating artwork.
Yeah, the painting is something that I couldn't have anticipated myself. When I paint, the brush moves me as much as I move the brush. It's just appears on the canvas. It's the best way I could describe it.
Reporting from Homer, this is Emily Springer with Ed Hutchinson and Jan Knutson.
And that's it for tonight's news. You are listening to KBBI AM 890 in Homer, 88.1 FM in Seward through translator K201AO, also online at kbbi.org. News tips and story ideas can be emailed to news@kbbi.org. Tonight on KBBI, tune in at 9 p.m. for Drifter's Escape with Robert. And then tomorrow morning, Thursday, at 10 a.m., Library Storytime with Cinda. At 11 a.m., Story Borealis, hosted by Ingrid, and at 1 p.m., Double Dose with Brian. Thanks for listening, and good evening.